We continue our learning. We're in Sukkah Perakei, Mishnah Beitz. B'motze Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, at the end of Yontif, the first day of Yontif, it's now Chol HaMoed. Yodu Le'ezras Nashim. The Kohanim and Levi'im went down from the Azara, the Ezras Yisrael, to the Ezras Nashim. You had to go down because Har HaBayis is on a slope. So to go further east towards the opening of the Beis HaMikdash, you'd go from Ezras Yisrael to Ezras Nashim. That's the other part of the Azara. They went down there. U'mitaknim Sham Tikun Gadol. And it says they made a great improvement. Now, this doesn't mean that they, we'll see the great improvement was that they built balconies. We don't have to assume that they built a balconies every year, nor do we have to say they built a balconies on Chol HaMoed. In fact, that would probably be a malacha on Chol HaMoed. That's not necessary. Could have done it before Yontif. Just mentioning parenthetically that there was this great tikkun, this great improvement in the Azara and the Ezras Nashim. What was this? The Gemara Daf Nun Aleph and Rebbe says, and I'm quoting here from the Bar Tanura, Shayu Makifin Osel Gezuz Tros. They would surround that area there as Ezras Nashim with balconies. Umoshivim Hanashim Milmala. And they had the women sit above. Vanashim Milmata, the men below. Kadesh Shalo Yavo Lide Kalas Rosh. So they don't come to frivolous behavior. Gemara says that originally they would have the women inside the Ezras Nashim, the men outside. It led to levity, and then they reversed it. The men would be inside, the women outside. It also led to levity. So therefore, they decide to make this balcony so that the men and women would be completely separate. Menorah Shel Zav Yusham. There were these large candelabras made out of gold. Varbaim Sfalim Shel Zav Barashem, and they had 4 golden bowls on top of them, upon which they're going to pour the oil. And there were 4 ladders for each of these large, very tall candelabras. According to Yerushalmi, it was actually 100 amos high, so people could see it from all over the place. And then you would have Varba Yeladim Mipirchei Kuna, you had 4 children, a young Kohanim, Uvideim Kadim Shel Shemen Shel Me'av Esim Log, and in their hands they had these pitchers which would hold 120 log of oil altogether, which is divided by 4 is 30 log for each. Shein Matin L'Choseifel V'Seifel, and they climbed up these ladders and they poured it into each bowl, and this way the candelabras were able to be lit. How many menorahs were there doesn't say. Some say there were 2, maybe some say there were 4, but this is what they did. And you could see, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, you'll be able to see these are very, very tall, and there's a lot of light, able to see from all over the place. Perakei Mishnah Gimel, Mibla'e Michnasei Kohanim, Umehem Yonehen, Mehen Hayu Mafkin, Uvahen Hayu Madlikim. So what they did was they made the wicks and would light them from the worn out Michnasayim, those shorts of the Kohanim. That's one of the 4 pieces of clothing of the Kohen, or the Mehem Yoneh, means the belts, the Avnate. That's where they made the wicks from. And they would light those. And these were very thick and able to see them from all over. Lo Haisa, Chatzer, Biushalayim, She'ena Mi'ira, Me'or, Beis HaShoeva. There was no Chatzer Kordon Yushalayim that was not lit up by the light of the Beis HaShoeva from these very, very large and tall menorahs. The Gemara says on Daf Nun Gimel that it was so bright that women could sift kernels of wheat by the light. Now, Tosfos says they didn't really do that. Obviously, that would be a problem of Me'ila. That would be deriving benefit from Hekdesh, something along to the Beis HaMikdash, that it just means that it was so bright that potentially they could have sifted the grain if they needed to.